Hey, Penny Droppers. I've been thinking about rituals. Are you into rituals? I didn't think I was into rituals until I started thinking about them. Turns out I am. But I tend to call them routines when I'm talking about them out loud to others because, I don't know, I think it makes me sound a little less woo-woo or something. But I think there is a subtle difference between the two because a routine is likely to be a set of actions performed regularly without much thought, something like brushing your teeth. Whereas a ritual, on the other hand, is full of intention. It's a deliberate practice that prepares our body, our mind, our spirit for what's ahead. Body, mind, spirit. And perhaps I am a little bit more woo-woo than I realised. So what have rituals got to do with hosting? Good question. I'm glad you asked. Back when I was working on the radio, I had some rituals that are going to make me sound odd. So consider that a warning. But they helped me get the job done with less chaos and worry, and I'd say more confidence and even more rigour. So I'm quite happy with odd. So the first one, I'd managed to convince myself that I didn't even need to think about preparing my scripts or my notes until 1 hour before the show. I'd set this arbitrary deadline intentionally because I found that gave me enough time to get things done without worrying about the prep or morning or afternoon, depending on which shift I was doing. But I think it was actually more than that. It also helped me to avoid overworking or maybe overthinking things so that I could still bring my authentic voice while making sure that I wasn't getting too locked into ideas and therefore I'd be able to respond naturally to whatever came up during the broadcast. So is that a routine? No, I don't think so. It was actually a ritual. I'd done it intentionally. And then I would print out all my stuff in order, staple the right parts together, have it ready in a neat pile in the same place every day before nicking off the loo just before the show began. I did that every single day. And it doesn't stop there. Because then I would go into the studio as soon as the news bulletin started. So that would be when the previous host finished up. And there was 5 minutes to set up the studio in a way that worked for me. So again, I needed a bit of a process, a ritual. And I tell you what, I had it down pat. I had a special order in which I would log on to the different computers. I would then have a special order in which I would bring up my favourite web pages. I would load my carts, you know, so that sounds and things, into the on-air software. And I even had a ritual and an order of which faders I'd have up fully, which ones I'd have halfway up, and which ones I would have down. Yeah, that is a thing. Even the placement of my notes, my drink, the screens, the microphone, the height of my chair, they were all part of this ritual that I would do every day. And then during the show, they continued. Yes, the oddness continues. I would always get up to welcome a guest into the studio and then I'd walk them around this to their spot. And I would have a special thing that I would say to them. I would let them know that while I may not always be looking directly at them during the interview, I was listening while also keeping an eye on text messages, Facebook comments, the newsfeed, instructions from my producer. I didn't want them to be put off. I wanted them to know that they needed to keep talking even though I wasn't looking at them. And so that became an intentional part of my ritual. There's more. I can't believe there's more. When I started thinking about this, I just realised that there was so much stuff. So I'd make sure that I would put my used notes and scripts in a designated spot in an order so that I can find them quickly if I needed them again. I'd always make sure that I had the next 3 things I was going to do lined up and ready to go. So that might be songs, promos, pre-recorded packages. Plus I'd write them down, crossing them off as we went. And again, that was intentional because it gave me the freedom to be really present in my interviews without having to think about what buttons I needed to press once the interview wrapped up. And finally, I think finally, I would always have a pen handy. And when I say handy, I mean literally in my hand, because if it was in my hand, I could take notes and then I wouldn't forget any key insights or things that I wanted to come back to. Oh no, there's another thing, because then after each interview, I would also get up and walk the guest out, plus the news breaks. I would use the news breaks to stand up,
stretch my legs, keep the blood flowing around my body. And I'd also use that to help me focus on what was happening in the news bulletin and if there was any new information that I needed to be aware of. So, yeah, turns out I had a few rituals. These might have been invisible to others, but they were crucial to me. And I'm now wondering if my producer's listening and thinking, oh, no, Pen, we saw them. We saw them. But look, what I came to realize is that these rituals made me feel ready. They were readiness rituals. And because of that, I would add new rituals whenever something went wrong to help prepare in case something similar happened again. But I think most importantly, they helped me be ready for anything, as live broadcasting is a pretty random beast. And I think it's author Khalil Jamison that said, I learned to hold these rituals loosely with an open hand because things could and did change quickly. So, no matter what we're hosting, I think rituals are important. James Clear, who's a habit expert, he says, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And rituals are a type of system. So if that's how odd I am, what I want to know is how odd are you? What little rituals do you have? Which ones are intentional and serve you well? And I wonder if you've got a few that are more unconscious routines that you're stuck in and aren't serving you. Are there things that you do to help you get in the zone for an interview and then help you find that gold within it? What do you do to bring great energy with you to an event or to bring in curiosity to a meeting? If it is time for you to do a rituals audit, I've got a few things for you to consider. The first one is about punctuality. So this is about guiding your timing, because rituals of punctuality, they create kind of a buffer in our schedules. They allow us to control time rather than time controlling us. I think these are the ultimate stressless hack for hosts. Like my ritual of starting prep at a set time, they make everything fall into place when we need it to. These rituals are intentionally set to fit the way we work, so that they boost our strengths and they quieten our crutches. And then once we get going and we're into the hosting, they help us to maintain the rhythm of the show or the event or the meeting without feeling like we need to fill or that we're running out of time. So they keep us a step ahead and they help us set a calm atmosphere for success. So have rituals that keep you punctual and they guide your timing. I also think it's important to have rituals that help you prepare. So this is about gathering your tools and not just gather them, but help us use them as well. Just like I'd print my scripts in order and put the faders in their rightful place, having a process to get the best from our tools makes the life of a host so much easier. Now, this might mean that we have a ritual about where we place our notes so that they're in a place where we can see them while also looking at the Zoom camera. It might be the way that we put on a headset before an event. It might be where we place an agenda or an extra mic so it's accessible during a meeting. It's about having our resources at hand so that we can adapt to any situation that arises, because as we host, we want to be able to use these rituals to quickly access key information or adjust to any unexpected changes. I find that the preparation rituals reinforce our readiness. So we need some preparation rituals. Finally, we need some rituals to help us be present, to ground ourselves. Now, presence is about being fully engaged in the moment. Before heading into an interview, I'd plan the next three steps, allowing me to concentrate fully on the conversation I was in rather than the one I just had or the one that I would have next. So I think it is useful to develop rituals that ground us in the moment or can pull us back if our mind starts to wander. So they may be simple actions like taking a deep breath before each interview. They might be things like focusing on listening or feeling our feet on the ground just to anchor us in the present. Plus, I think having a clear map of how things are likely to play out help us to stay in the now as we know what's happening next. So, three types of rituals: punctuality rituals to guide our timing, preparation rituals to gather our tools, and presence rituals to ground ourselves. So yeah, I am a rituals person. I think they are a simple way to help us feel ready for anything, and they are what turns ordinary hosts into extraordinary ones. So go on, go do a rituals audit. Go get woo-woo on me. We can all be woo-woo together. Now, in the next episode, we're going to move from building rituals to building rapport with another three things to help you be a better host during podcasts, shows, interviews, events, or meetings. Before I go, I've got something exciting to tell you. You are hearing it here first. I am going to be releasing an Hour of Power series. Now, I haven't released it yet, so calm down. Actually, I might have, because I don't know when you're listening to this. So what you should do right now, is seamless, is head over to my LinkedIn. If you're not following me, why not? No, seriously, go and follow me. And if they are live, you will see it there. That is where I am going to tell people about them. But I want to tell you about them right now here. So what I've done is I've taken the workshops that people ask me about the most, the frameworks that people ask me about the most, the tools and the worksheets that people ask me about the most, and turns out there is a top three. And so what I've done is I've taken the best bits out of those top three, and I've made 3 hours of power. And they are for anyone who wants to up their communication skills, specifically their influential communication skills. So this might be leaders or executive leaders that need to get their teams engaged, who want to do something about retention problems and attraction problems. It might be experts who have written a book or want to launch a podcast and need to know how to get their messages out in a way that's effective. You will learn how to ask better questions, you will learn how to tell better stories, and you will learn how to have better conversations, more influential conversations that actually make change happen. I would love to see you there. Can you imagine a whole Zoom gallery of penny droppers? It'll be amazing. Right, this has been a long episode. I'm going to stop talking and I'll leave you to the rest of your day. Chat with you next time.